DW.
At the sandy beach in Zugmasbe, north of Beirut, around 200 people gather, not to swim, but to collect plastic bottles, textiles, and microplastics.
The sea is our face. It's a shame that we're going to pollute it. We are polluting it. But however, we can do something, which is try to clean up, try to provide awareness, try to remove these plastics that were on the sea and not keep them there.
That's Richard Hanna. He's not just a citizen. He's the advisor of the Environment Minister of Lebanon. The ministry called for volunteers to clean up beaches. And according to the ministry, 7,000 people cleaned 120 spots along the seashore. The beach in Zugmasbe is surrounded by private resorts. It is one of the few beaches where the public can still swim. It is here where Jocelyn Kehdi started to collect waste 4 years ago.
So I'm Jocelyn Kehdi. I'm the founder of Recycle Lebanon and the Bala Plastic Movement. I started on this beach. I quit my job as the waste crisis happened, and I decided to mobilize the people exactly here 4 years ago. But to be very factual of what's happening with the waste today, all of this waste is rejectable. None of this waste can really be recycled today. Why? Because it's been inside the sea, it's been under the sun, it's been eaten, it's been deteriorated, and the recycling facilities all over Lebanon and all over the world will not take it, and that's one of the reasons why 9% of the plastics globally are only recycled.
A lot of parents came to volunteer, picking up waste and teaching their kids how to recycle.
I'm trying to teach my children that in the future there is still hope. We start by segregating the garbage at home, and then the government should provide relevant solutions for each part that is segregated.
We finished one bag here!
While waste has been piling up in landfills for decades, the poor handling of waste management became a crisis in 2015. The huge Name landfill site closed. Uncollected waste blocked streets, creating alleys of rubbish bags and waste mountains on riverbanks. It was then illegally burned down by municipalities. Protesters took to the street, calling out government corruption and mismanagement, demanding a sustainable solution. 4 years later, is the Ministry of Environment finally listening to civil society's call? The advisor to the Environment Minister, Richard Hanna, has this to say.
Well, the minister has been in the ministry for 3 months, a bit less, so finally is a bit harsh of a word. He was listening since day one. He's always listening.
Activist Jocelyn Kehdi has agreed to consult for the ministry, train on-site managers, and facilitate the national campaign.
It's my role to support the government. It's my role to support the people. So if the ministry is going to be doing a national cleanup, it's my duty to make sure that it's the most sustainable practice possible.
Lucien Bourgeli, a theater and film director, became an activist in 2015, organizing the Youth Think movement and getting arrested for a sit-in in the Ministry of Environment.
The ministry is not an NGO. The ministry is the executive body. It puts and implements policies. It's a hypocrisy. If you can apply laws and really manage to find a sustainable and long-term solution for this crisis, you do not go and make campaigns just to feel good. We want to clean all the beaches, including the ones they are polluting now, today.
He talks about waste dumps, Costa Brava and Burshamut, opened as temporary solutions where the government piles rubbish directly on the seafront.
If we clean the beach today, tomorrow it will be filled with garbage again because they're gonna dump back thousands of tons of trash in sea dumps that are going back to the sea, and the sea is bringing back the garbage to the seashore and to the beaches.
Environment Minister Fadish Rezati disagrees and says the landfill is the best solution to deal with the existing waste.
What's wrong with a sanitary landfill?
It's totally isolated from the sea. It's the location that is bad. It's next to the sea, but it's totally isolated. It's a sanitary landfill.
The solution posed by the minister further relies on the landfills and incinerators. His advisor says,
okay, first of all, we need the highest amount of recycling. And then when we go to the final solution after recycling, whether we're talking incinerators or whether we're talking sanitary landfills, both should be discussed in a scientific way because there is no way to make garbage disappear.
While incinerators are criticized for releasing toxic smoke, activist Jocelyn continues to organize cleanups, asking people to recycle and prevent waste.
So this gives us, as a practical exercise, a way to look at our waste, look at our consumption, look at what needs to be redesigned, and use it as a practical example to show the government, look at all the people loving Lebanon and ready and able to come and mobilize.
For DW, I'm Julia Neumann in Beirut.
DW.